Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we sort the agentic signal from the dramatic fog machine. Today's standout story is not one giant model stomping across the skyline. It is the tooling underneath the models getting sharper. Tokenizers that claim absurd throughput, request routers that shave cost without asking teams to downgrade quality, and security plugins that move vulnerability hunting into the same terminal where coding agents already work. That is the practical frontier now. The agent stack is learning to route, scan, sandbox, remember, and prove. First on the ledger, Anthropic's Claude security plugin for Claude Code is in beta, covered by Mark Tech Post yesterday as a multi-agent vulnerability scanner that runs in the terminal. The important bit is the location. Security review is not being treated as a PDF report stapled onto the end of a sprint. It is being inserted into the developer loop, where a coding agent proposes changes, reads files, and runs commands. My take: this is exactly where agent safety has to live. A scanner beside the agent can inspect concrete artifacts, diffs, dependency files, shell output, and repository structure, instead of waiting for a model to narrate its own innocence. Cursor also pushed the cost story forward with Cursor Router, described as a request-level classifier aimed at preserving frontier coding quality while cutting cost by 30 to 50%. The headline is easy to misread as just model arbitrage. It is more interesting than that. If a router can classify the shape of a request before the expensive model is called, teams can reserve frontier capacity for hard reasoning, risky edits, and ambiguous architecture, while cheaper models handle well-bounded work. The warning label is equally clear. Routing only becomes trustworthy if misses are observable. A cheap wrong answer is not savings. It is hidden debt. And Mark Tech Post's open source lane surfaced Gigatoken, a Rust BPE tokenizer, claiming 24.53 gigabytes per second encoding, up to 989 times faster than Hugging Face tokenizers in its reported benchmarks. Tokenization is not glamorous, but in agent systems it is everywhere. Repository indexing, memory refresh, retrieval preparation, context packing, log analysis, and eval replay. Faster token plumbing means the same verification and retrieval routines can run more often, closer to the work, with less excuse to skip them. The model lane is quieter than the big GPT 5.6 and Grok 4.5 wave from earlier this month, so we will not pretend otherwise. The freshest useful model signal is applied and open source adjacent. Mark Tech Post's comparison of open speech recognition models for 2026 focused on word error rate, language coverage, latency, and license. For agent builders, speech recognition is not just transcription. It is the front door for voice agents, meeting agents, support agents, and hands-busy workflow systems. The practical question is no longer, can it hear me? It is, can it hear accurately enough, fast enough, in the right language, under a license you can ship? The second model adjacent item is NVIDIA's Nemotron 3 embed collection from last week, which was not covered in yesterday's show and matters because retrieval quality is now an agent capability. Embeddings are the quiet muscles behind memory, search, deduplication, and citation. Stronger open embedding models make it easier to build agents whose context comes from a governed corpus rather than a heroic prompt. My bias here is severe and librarian-shaped. Better retrieval beats bigger vibes. Frameworks today are really about control surfaces. Claude Security Plugin brings review into Claude Code. Cursor Router brings request classification into the serving path. Gigatoken brings speed into the context preparation layer. Add in the HN signal around Millwright, a Rust-based self-hosted LLM router, and you can see the pattern. Builders want fewer black boxes between intent and execution. Millwright is small compared with the platform announcements, but the idea is timely. A self-hosted router gives teams a place to express policy. Which model is allowed for which class of request? What gets logged? What gets redacted? And what happens when a provider is slow or down? The public lesson is not that every team should run its own gateway tomorrow. It is that agent infrastructure needs a choke point where cost, privacy, reliability, and audit decisions can be made deterministically. The GitHub trending lane was unusually rich. Xiorg Chosh Grok build is the obvious giant, with more than 21,000 stars on the API snapshot and a description positioning it as SpaceX AI's coding agent harness and terminal UI. It matters because coding agents are becoming products in their own right, not just chat windows with file access. The more capable the harness, the more the user experience shifts from prompting to supervising work. Huainghe IMG23JS is also worth attention, with more than 2,000 stars since July 15th. It turns a reference image into code-only procedural 3.js output with quality gates and animation readiness. That sounds niche until you squint. This is an agent skill packaged around an artifact, not around a conversation. It points toward a future where specialized generation workflows are reusable mini-harnesses with tests and output constraints. Sahir 6119, Fable Method, around 1700 stars, distills a fable-style workflow into skills any model can run with the memorable loop: think, act, prove. I like this one because the proof verb is doing real work. The agent community has spent months rediscovering that a skill without an evaluator is just a charming recipe. The useful pattern is a portable procedure, plus a gate that says whether the procedure actually landed. Two smaller repos deserve quick shelf space. Clockwork Clork gives coding agents disposable Linux VMs instead of direct access to a developer machine. And Modico Jor Waggle proposes attributed, resolvable artifact references for agent handoffs. One is isolation, the other is provenance. Together they describe the shape of serious agent operations. Separate the blast radius, then preserve the chain of evidence. The papers are stern today, which I rather enjoy. Know Your Agent, reconnaissance-driven pentesting of AI agents, argues that agent pentesting needs the same reconnaissance discipline as traditional security testing. Instead of asking whether a single prompt injection works, the paper models what attackers try to learn: tool assets, memory assets, permissions, and the gaps between policy and behavior. That is the right frame. Attackers do not attack the prompt. They attack the operating envelope. Janus. Foreseeing latent risk for long-horizon agent safety shifts safety from content filtering toward anticipating delayed operational failure. The contribution is a guard trained to forecast safety-relevant future states from partial trajectories. This is important because long-running agents rarely fail at the first step. They drift, accumulate context, make a harmless-looking choice, then discover the consequence, six actions later. PRO Long. Programmatic memory enables long-horizon reasoning, tackles the same horizon from the memory side. It argues that long tasks depend on how an agent stores observations, compresses state, and makes that state executable. If that sounds abstract, translate it this way: context windows are not memory systems. A serious agent needs structured state it can inspect and update without rereading the whole universe. And Chainwatch looks at multi-step attacks in MCP-based agent systems. The key phrase is sequential detection. Per-tool call checks miss attacks where each individual call looks benign, but the sequence is malicious. That is one of today's clearest verification lessons. Watch the chain, not only the links. HN noticed, AI agents don't respect font licenses, which is a small but useful reminder that agents can violate rights and licenses even when the generated artifact looks harmless. Compliance has to be part of the artifact pipeline. Rabbity, a native Mac terminal for running coding agents in parallel, and AI Maestro, a workboard conductor for coding agents, both show the same demand from different angles. People want to manage many agents as a fleet, not babysit one chat at a time. The HN thread on approving agent actions and managing team MCP access points to another pressure point. MCP is becoming a team permission problem, not just a developer toy. Shared tools require shared policy, and the public chatter around a supposed runaway agent is best treated carefully. The useful takeaway is not the drama. It is that agent incident claims need reproducible logs, timestamps, scopes, and independent verification before they deserve trust. So today's shelf label is simple. The agent stack is getting its utility room. Routers decide which model should work. Tokenizers make context cheap enough to inspect. Security plugins sit beside the coding agent. Repos are packaging skills with proof loops. Papers are pushing safety from isolated prompts into trajectories, memory, reconnaissance, and chains of tool calls. That is less glamorous than a leaderboard crown, and much more useful. The builders who win the next phase will not be the ones who merely call the biggest model. They will be the ones who can answer with receipts. What ran, why it ran, what it touched, what it cost, what checked it, and what failed closed. That's Evie's morning AI brief for July 23rd. Build carefully, keep your receipts, and never trust a haunted workflow without checking the logs.